When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This is the smell of a warm 3-day-old egg salad sandwich in a wimpy trash bag.
Wimpy, wimpy, wimpy!
Blech! And this is the smell of that same sandwich in a hefty, ultra-strong trash bag with new Fabuloso lemon scent.
Hefty, hefty, hefty!
Smell the difference? When life gives you stinky, get hefty, ultra-strong with new Fabuloso lemon scent. It smells like clean, freshly picked lemons. So no matter what's inside your trash, you can stop the stink and smell the lemon.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to another episode of Y'all Gay. I'm Ever Maynard.
And I'm Allie Clayton.
And y'all, we have a great episode. Before we dive in, I do want to remind you, if you're in the Dallas-Fort Worth area or the McKinney, North Texas area, I will be headlining 4 shows December 1st and 2nd at the Comedy Arena. Hit me up. Come see me. I'm also teaching a class. If you don't live in the area, but you do know some people that live in the area, please send them out.
Yeah.
Send them out. I would love
to
see them. I'd love to meet them. I'm going to be selling some merch, and it's always going to be a rowdy time. Some really great features, queer features in the scene. So yeah, come out December 1st and 2nd at the Comedy Arena in McKinney, Texas.
Amazing.
Had to get that out of the way. Thank you, Allie.
You're welcome.
Y'all, there's a big one in this episode.
There's a big one.
We have a guest. A surprise guest giving testimony.
Yeah, I'm just not gonna tell you what it is. Mm-mm. Or give a clue. I think
absolutely
just when the bomb drops, I want you just to be able to fully experience it.
Like I had to.
Yes.
Had to.
Yeah, y'all, but we love y'all. Thanksgiving just happened. Grateful for, it's kind of a bullshit holiday, but still very grateful for everybody. We just hope you guys are having a great holiday season. And we just are so blessed that y'all are just so gay.
Mm-hmm. Also, if you haven't joined our Patreon, please do so. If you've joined the Patreon and you can't figure out how to get into the Discord, please let us know. We will send you an updated link. We love the community building of our podcast. We love seeing and chatting with everyone. Let us know.
Let us know.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye, gay-wads. Enjoy it, gays.
Hey, y'all. Hey, y'all. The tea is crystal clear, y'all. Y'all say y'all gay. It's Allie and Ever here, y'all. We got a lot to talk about, so let us ask you now, y'all gay.
What's up, my friends? What's up, my friend? How are you? What's up, gay wads?
What's up, gay wads?
Y'all liking the Thanksgiving high release on our Patreon? Let us know.
Let us know. Was that
also
great, or we should never do it again?
The Discord link isn't working. DM our Instagram because I'm trying to figure that out.
Yeah, let us know.
So I've been out
drinking
and about.
A little green
I went
juice,
to Portland
my dog?
To see a friend this weekend. Had a blast, but I need some greens.
Nice.
Kind of
some
like 11:30, 12 a.m. Sensible.
Okay, that's more my speed.
I had sensible. We had some sensible nights.
I love sensible.
We went to a gun
night.
Range. In the suburbs of Portland, because Portland can be, or Oregon can be, a little January 6-ish, outside the city. And we were joking, we should go to a gun range and then to a spaghetti factory. And we didn't make it to Spaghetti Factory, but we went to Threat Dynamics LLC. That was the name of it, Threat Dynamics LLC,
okay.
Limited Liability Company. And they gave us a gun lesson. And we got a pistol and a huge caliber long rifle, an automatic rifle that shot. Yeah, I did an AR.
You did an AR?
For $20, man. You can't beat it.
Wow.
Yeah, it was.
What a deal.
Yeah, we had.
Y'all just shot them targets?
Our targets were zombies called Big Todd. And I said, Big Todd's Big yes. Hog. And that's when our instructor Hunter fell in love with me. I think before he was like, this one seems like a dyke. What's happening here? Then I was like, you know, Big Hog. Big Hog.
You know what? I cool. love
but
that.
But the guns
big
kept
hog.
Jamming, and it was very nerve wracking when they would jam. And then.
Oh.
No, because here's the
Did
thing.
Did your shoulder hurt afterwards?
Now, there's no kickback on it. And the gun is massive. Like, and it had like an adjustable shoulder thing, a sniper scope. People were shooting shotguns.
Nice.
They had a thing called the saw. And honestly, listen, I'm not for guns. I'm not saying we all need guns. No.
Oh, like
it
a sawed off like, shotgun?
You have to have specialty training to use it. I looked it up and it's like $75 to rent for the half hour. And they nicknamed it the saw.
Wow.
But they also have like Femme Fatale Thursdays where you and a bunch of your friends can have a luxury gun shooting experience. If we
like
could have a Hometown Hero
us.
Threat Dynamics LLC crossover, it would be the most dangerous podcast we've ever done.
I love, too, that you called it gun lessons. I'm just imagining a child at school being like, sorry, Samantha, I can't come
lessons.
Over today.
Well, the guy
I
was like, have y'all shot guns? And I was like, just like hillbilly guns in Texas, you know, like nothing special. I don't remember how to load this. And then he showed us. I know the proper hand placement now to do a gun, the way to hold your fingers.
Excellent. To do, ever knows
know
the proper placement to do gun.
Do gun.
I don't know if you guys heard that.
So that was pretty tight.
Congratulations, pretty tight. My friend.
So if anybody wants to know, wonderful. And if people are like, you know, if y'all want to hate on it, y'all can hate on it. But everybody listening knows right now, shooting a gun will make you horny as hell. It's exhilarating. Tell me you haven't shot a Nerf. Hallie, have you shot a gun?
Yeah, but
right,
I've normally
but
been with
good?
Family.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
I felt great hitting those targets.
I remember one time in like high school, I was with some friends and we were like shooting like the fake deer, you know, like looks like a fake deer. We were shooting those in the backyard. But then a couple of those guys, I seen pull guns on actual people. So I was just like, I'm just glad we're shooting at a deer.
Say that again. They pulled them out at people?
Oh, yeah. Like,
I remember,
I hung out with some bad
people.
You had
the snake boyfriend
and, like,
in the trailer.
Yes, I did have him. Oh, yeah, man. He'd shoot. I kept telling him I didn't
they
want him.
They do need to be locked up.
Guns need to be locked up. No more. Man, he came out the back door one night shooting that gun. And I was like, what the hell are you shooting at? He's like, I heard something. And I was like,
coming
that could be a family member or a neighbor. You can't just walk outside.
It ain't 1815.
Shooting. One time he shot in the house and it went through the wall.
No, that see, this is why we don't
could have hit
guns.
The kid.
This is why
like,
we do
luckily,
not need guns.
She wasn't in there. But yeah. You cannot have 47 Bud Lights and then try to show your friend a gun in your trailer living room.
Y'all, I'm drinking 32.
Shoot straight through the wall.
Go ahead.
If there's
you cannot
if there's
do that.
Anything you've learned today.
I'm also drinking about how many ounces?
You cannot.
Whoo, 32 ounces of celery juice. Damn, about to blow out that bathroom.
Damn.
Dude.
Oh my God, dude.
You got to get it moving.
That's rough.
This is disgusting. I can't stop. Yeah.
Well, I mean, we're talking about poop.
This is wild because I'm wearing blue blockers. And when I wear them in my daily life.
Okay. Is that why you're wearing those?
I
just thought maybe
too.
He's going to be a character in a second or something.
But when I wear them out, because I think they look cool, it hurts my eyes. But now it's so soothing and comforting. While I use them as they were intended. Yeah. It's pretty nice.
Lovely. I think mine might.
Yeah, I think yours might be do blue do block blue too. Block. I think yours is blue block.
I think mine's blue block. Ooh. I'm like, I feel like
let
I should
get
just
a swig right quick. Let happened. Me get a swig. Let me redo my juice cup and get a swig. Y'all, Allie texted me this and.
Did yeah. you just read the text?
Let me get a swig. So I'm trying to get in touch with Allie. It's been a few days. Some texts.
Okay.
And you know, we're talking to, you know, I'm talking about stuff and needing to cheer up. And Allie writes, maybe this will make you laugh. This is one sentence. Maybe this will make you laugh. I took a shit in a garbage bag this morning because Kedri was in the shower and there was no other option. And then I didn't know how to respond. And Allie wrote, no need to respond, LOL. No need to respond. Just wanted you to know. I took a shit in a trash bag in a garbage bag.
In my bedroom, y'all. Okay, so...
New York City nights.
New York City.
New York City mornings.
I'm aware that that's disgusting. Okay, I'm aware of
we
that.
All know that. Y'all need to get off my best friend's back and out of her face. We all know it's disgusting.
We all know it's disgusting, but I did not feel as though I had any other option.
Okay, y'all need to be listening to my best friend and take down your judgments.
So I was going by the door multiple times to like listen if maybe Kedri was about to get out of the shower. Mm-hmm. And I went multiple times and wasn't. And I was pacing back and forth. And I was like, it's either my
you
pants.
Were in, mm-hmm, you were in pace mode.
I was in pace mode. And you, I don't remember if it was you or Kedri said they were very impressed with my thighs because, I mean, I squat, like just like squatting on the ground. I just squatted over a trash bag and unloaded. Unloaded. And then what Kedri was really grossed out about.
Yeah, what did you do? Did you take it out immediately to the curb or what?
Yeah, I did. I took it to the curb and Kedri was like, why did you not flush that?
And ew, so you're supposed to dump it out. You did the right thing.
Okay.
So, no. Okay, you're not going to, y'all need to get off my friend's back. You need to stop judging my friend. You would do the same thing if you were in pace mode and you were living in the city and there was nowhere else to take a dump besides your own living room and a trash bag. And you know what? My friend did the right thing. She opened up her windows. She lit the candles and she took that little turd or seven. She took those big logs to the curb. She tied up the trash bag and she let me know. And she let me know because I'm a safe space. And if y'all are listening, you need to be a safe space because we would be a safe space.
Okay.
Yeah, you do have great, great thighs. Strong.
Strong. But so, yeah.
Yeah, what are you supposed to do? Flip the bag inside out and toss it out? You still got a bag of shit.
Yeah, but now I feel bad because so many people go through the garbage here looking for cans. And I'm like, somebody's gonna just going to find huge turds.
I think they're going to be like, hey, there's nothing in here.
Maybe. I don't know.
It's New York City, baby. There's something for everyone.
But I was like, you know, I mean, this is very funny, but also, you know, like.
Hey, human. It's human.
Yeah. You know, shit happens. But I was like, I have told two other people. Like, there's two other people I know of that now that I've told people, they were like, I've done that too.
You have? They have?
Yeah. I cannot say any names.
Do not say names.
Will not say names. But one of them was like, I'm so glad I can finally share this with someone. I've been keeping it a secret.
Maybe we should have a support group on our Patreon.
Bag shitters?
That also sounds like a fetish group.
It does.
Kink for kink. Bag shitters.
I was terrified though as I was squatting over my bag because I was like, I'm hoping I'm getting this all in the bag. Because I was like, if I fuck up my carpets because I took a dump on my own carpet, I'm going to be so mad.
See, in my mind, I thought you opened up the bag like a Glad bag, right? Like a trash bag.
Yeah, I did.
Held it up to your butt. And I guess just like cartoon style blew it out. But yeah, it makes sense if you straddled the bag.
Yeah, I took it and made it big and round, and I placed it on my carpet in my room.
Why didn't you put it on the hardwood floor?
That's a good point. It was dire. It was an emergency. I was not thinking straight.
Did you see your building super?
Alex?
Yeah, on the way down. Just taking out the garbage, Alex. Don't worry about it.
Taking out a bag of shit. That's not from an animal. Kedri's going to come in. Kedri does want to make one statement about this, and adore okay. She could come tell you her statement. Because I feel as though I had no other options.
You had no other options.
Kedri does not feel that way. Come on in.
This is the Maury Povich show. This is... Yeah. Everyone, here's Kedri. Okay. What's up? Hello. Good to see you.
Yeah, what's up, Ever? How are you doing?
Hey, good. Hi. Great. Thank you. Calming voice.
As though I had no other options, and you don't feel that way.
Wait, that you had no other... No, you had options. You had... She never knocked. She never alerted me to the nature of the situation. I'm in there deep conditioning, having a good old time, and she's out here acting like it's Survivor, shitting in a bag. I mean, you got to talk to me, buddy.
We also didn't think about we have a friend that's downstairs neighbor.
We had so many options. So many options, and none of them involved that.
Well, that was the outcome.
I mean, there was just a lot to unpack with that. And just that I understand that in the moment there was no choice. But yeah, you got to talk to me, buddy. Also, the clear shower curtain, we're going to get rid of that. So then that way, because I was like, you know, if push comes to shove, we can both be equally embarrassed in this situation. Mm-hmm. I'll face the corner like Blair Witch style. Mm-hmm. You do your thing. We can sing some songs, pretend it never happened. Move along.
Yeah.
That's like in an emergency situation.
Yeah. Yeah.
But again, like the toilet was unused in that moment. And I could have faced the corner. I mean, it is what it is. I could have gotten out too. That's an option.
You could have dashed out. You could have dashed out of the shower.
There were so many things that could have happened. And again, the amount of time that it took for her to like set up a bag and think about this, and also great thigh strength. I really
great
need to point that
thigh
out.
Thigh strength.
Like, I'm so impressed. But yeah, the amount of time that it took to like get that whole setup, could have talked to me.
Could've
I would have been out
Ellie.
Of there. I would have been out of there.
Thank you, Kedri.
Kedri?
Yeah, anytime.
Thank you,
anytime.
Kedri.
All right, here you go.
Witness
you.
Statement. Thank
Come
you.
On,
thank Carl. You. Carl Weathers, the cat in the background, as a witness yeah. to the testimony. It did feel like a Maury Povich show.
It did, right? But I do.
Now,
I get
Kedri, and you're like, I love shitting in a bag. Nobody else can tell me I can't shit in a bag. I pay rent too.
I know you paid for the Glad, the nice Glad bags. Maybe
Flexi.
That was the issue.
Flexi
we came
hold.
On. My roommate keeps using all my Glad, my Glad bags to take shits in.
I'm having to buy the Febreze kind now. The Gain.
I think that is what we have.
Wow, your hair is looking great. Is this for the audition?
Yeah, so I have to do a little skincare audition. So I did some skincare. Mm. And I did not wash my hair, but I just did some dry shampoo.
Wow, it looks great. You know, I wash my hair like once or twice a week.
I wash my hair like once a week.
Yeah, because... After then it gets like weird for a day and you got to rebuild everything.
My pubic hair too. I only wash that once a week.
Same.
Because I don't want it to get
same.
Too dry
Same.
Out.
Same. Same. I like it to get a little matted and tangled. Just like a bit.
And then a deep condition and I take a comb and I really just, you know, take it down, pull it forward.
Yeah, same. That's crazy that we both do this. It's our star and our sun and our moon sign, man. It's our astrological chart.
We're the same. We are the same.
I've been using this hair and mane, you know, the horse shampoo, the horse conditioner.
Yes, the horse stuff is very nice.
Horse tail
mane
and
mane. Tail.
Mane and
mane
tail.
And tail.
I mean, it's been a game changer. It's tried and true, tried and tested and true, man. We got a Carl. Cat now in the frame. Cat also has a statement. Cat just came up here.
Carl, what do you want to say?
There's a cat in the frame.
Okay, Carl.
Cat's like, stop talking about combing your pubes. We've already
talked. This is my home too. I don't want to hear that shit.
God damn it. I mean, I guess you could have knocked, but in that moment, I would have been embarrassed. I would have been panic.
That's how I felt.
I would have been in panic mode.
I was panicked. It's completely panicked.
Mm-hmm. It's panic because you're not thinking straight when it's go time like that.
Mm-mm. It was groundhogging.
And you had been asleep for about, what, 87, 92 hours?
Let's be honest, probably about 36.
So your systems were like, it's go time, bitch.
I get a little bit sad and I say,
night, night.
Night, night. People are either going to... I've had roommates before come mm-hmm. in my room and like put their finger, like wake up with their like finger under my nose because they want to make sure I'm breathing.
Dude. Yeah, man, that would scare me.
Yeah.
That would scare me. We don't have to talk about that on the podcast if you don't want about sleeping 36. You're like, mm-hmm. You have this look on your face. Like,
I hate that I do it. I really, really hate it. And like, I don't know. I think it's like some kind of like trauma response. Like I just get really overwhelmed or get too much anxiety
it's exhausting.
Or things happening and I just like shut down.
Mine manifests in showering for comfort.
Well, that seems a lot healthier.
I mean, but then I get paralyzed and I'll get too anxious to leave the house or do anything. And then I'll shower.
How long
Warm showers, start? Cold showers.
And that brings you out of it?
No, absolutely not. No, I'm passing the time. I'm passing the time. I'm trying to meditate. And now I've been doing this thing where when they're... are intrusive thoughts, I say it out loud. I say intrusive thoughts, or I don't want to think about this, or this is not a real thought. And that's been helping me.
I sometimes correct the negative thought with a positive.
Yes,
thought.
Yes, replacement.
Mm-hmm. Me and my therapist been talking mm-hmm. about that.
Yeah, it's a wonderful practice. I've been trying to get back into my meditating and like writing down, you know, the gratitude and the grateful list and accepting what is.
The Jehovah Witnesses came to my door today.
Your door? Did you pass? You were like, I'll give you this bag of shit for that bag of shit. How do you read the Bible? But the hands
How do you view the Bible? Would you say it is a book of wisdom, a book of myths and legends? The word of God.
A little bit of both. A little bit of all three.
And they told me I really should read this.
And you said, I'm dyslexic and dyscalculic.
I didn't, but he talked to me for a while.
I'm sorry. I was trying to make a joke and that didn't work.
No, that is true. I am dyslexic and dyscalculic. But he, I'm just so Southern. I was just like, he was showing me something. He was like, do you believe that could be true? And I was like, I suppose it could. sitting there talking to him.
Yeah, I know that suppose it could. I suppose it could, yeah.
I suppose it could.
Yeah, man, okay.
And this man and this...
Why did you answer the door to begin with?
I don't know. Because I already said I heard the knock. We were listening to Christmas music loudly. It was very...
So?
And But at so? First he said... He said something about we're going around to, you know, talk about the issues and stuff. And I was like, oh, in the building? And then he was like, no. And started telling me Bible quotes. And I was just, he was like, and you know, if you like, we could come back sometime and talk more.
No.
And I was like, I'm going to be real honest with you.
You did
I said,
say
it's
that.
It's not that I don't believe. This is what I said. I said, it mm-hmm. ain't that I don't believe in something. I was like, I'm very, I'm a spiritual and, you know, I definitely believe in.
I'm a
know,
spiritual.
God, mm-hmm. A higher power. I said, but listen, I grew up Pentecostal holiness in the church. I'm gay. And I've heard him say a lot of very mean things. So I don't really like organized religion. And they're going, oh, okay. Yes, we can understand. And he said, okay, well, make sure you go and scan this code and go read some more information. And I was like,
what?
Okay.
They want you to scan that code so they can get all your personal information and data. What's hidden in that QR code? And what are the terms and agreements?
Yeah. No, but then I didn't even realize at the time. I was like, it's Jehovah's Witness. It's a cult.
Is it?
I've watched some cult documentaries and that there's a lot of similarities in the brainwashing.
What's the difference between Jehovah's Witness and Mormon? Mormon is like, hey, this guy's the direct descendant or he's the Messiah.
Yeah. I don't
and
really
Jehovah
know.
Witness is like, we... Because there's no windows on their churches.
No, and there's no holidays. You don't celebrate any holidays.
I know,
no birthdays.
Birthdays.
And I mean, we were blasting Christmas music, putting up lights.
Good for you. I saw those pictures. I said, oh, that looks so much fun. That looks fun.
Yeah.
Oh, listeners. Mm. Listeners, and I'm going to say it in the intro too. If you're in Dallas, if you're in the McKinney area, if you know someone in the McKinney or Dallas-Fort Worth area, please come out to the Comedy Arena December 1st and 2nd. I've got 4 awesome shows with some queer features. You know I love that. And I'm teaching a class on Saturday. If you don't know, if you don't live there, but you do know a few people, please send them my way. Please.
Send them my friend's way.
Send them my friend's way. Send them to me. Hustling these tickets, and I would love to see y'all. And I'm hustling some hats. I got some dope ass vintage stuff in Portland.
I love that.
Anyways, but back to the I'm tired. Can you tell
I'm rambling? To the witnesses?
Yeah. Now, when you knocked on the door and you saw, I'm assuming men.
One man, one woman.
Oh, interesting.
Mm-hmm.
A combo.
But the
so
man
it's safe,
did all the
so
talking, and she kind of stood behind him and would be like, mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Guess what I got?
What?
In Portland, there's that bookstore. My friend took me to it called Powell's. Mm-hmm. And they have a bunch of books by Lillian Fetterman, which is one of my favorite queer historians. Oh, and I'm going to show you Big Todd.
Okay, great.
I didn't know Lillian had done this. It's called Woman, The American History of an Idea. And it's about the history of women in the United States from the 1700s to the present. Mm. And it talks about how like the Puritan ideology and beliefs started to censor women and destroy indigenous practices. It's really fucked up. Obviously, we know this, but you're talking about these Jehovah's Witnesses and the women just standing back being like, mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So if you're looking for a light read.
Oh, yeah, it's dense. I was trying to read this on the plane, but there's hardly any oxygen.
Mm.
And I was eating a bran muffin at the time. I was like, no, two dense things.
Too dense.
I mean, there really was no point to me telling you that. But yeah. It just reminded me of like women weren't even allowed to speak up for themselves. And one person, her brother, found a book of her poems, published them in London. Then her husband found out about it and wrote a public letter, posted it everywhere, shaming his wife so the community would not think that he approved of his wife reading and writing.
Yucky.
Okay, I need to show you how good I am at shooting.
Ever showing me their zombie they shot. Wow, I did you killed that zombie, bud.
I got a lot of head and neck shots. Then yes. Some heart shots. And then I was making a funny video and I blasted this zombie through the stomach.
Nice.
So if any of y'all need, you know.
Somebody to blast a zombie. Let everyone know.
You've been blasting?
Oh, you know I've been blasting so much. Just
y'all
blasting.
Y'all blasting.
Me and Ever have both been baiting and we can't ever. Why
we can't.
It's not just on me here. Okay,
no, it's I'm laughing. I'm laughing. I didn't say no. I'm laughing. I started to laugh. I said, "Yeah, we've been baiting.
We have been. We've been baiting. I'm baiting about, I would say, at least two, more so three, probably times a day.
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah, yeah. You're worked up. I'm worked up.
Yeah, I'm pent up, man.
And I'm trying to stay focused.
And so if I'm real horny, it's hard to focus.
It is hard to focus. But then I'm just like, oh, man. Now what do I do? I guess I'll take another shower.
I was just thinking about if I was one of the people that works with adults that are trying to diagnose if they have ADHD. If one of my questions was always like, are you sure it's not just that you're horny?
Because you can bait.
You can bait.
You can bait, man. You had that wand getting hot. My forearm was hurting.
Oh, yeah. I told y'all the magic wand the other week. It got so, it was taking a little longer than usual. And it got so hot. Like, I was like, this thing's about to blow up.
You're about to burn out that wand. All these high school boys, they're always working on their forearms at the gym. Oh, I might have to start doing that.
Yeah, maybe.
My tendons. I've never used a vibrator. I tried, you know, some of our friends or people that we know are like, use my code to get a free vibrator from this woman's owned. Yep. And I clicked on it and it wasn't even free. I was like, well, if I'm going to get a vibrator, I want it to be free if I don't like it.
Okay.
And it wasn't even free. You were like, you $250, but the more you spend, the more you get. I'm like, well, I wanted the free one.
That's not free. That is not free at all.
But here's my cycle.
Because you know you don't have to penetrate.
I don't want to penetrate, but I think
know you don't want to penetrate. So I'm just saying with a vibrator, you don't have to.
I think the buzz would bother me.
The sound of it?
No. The feeling, the buzz on the clit. I think I would get into a cycle of bait shower. I'm already in that cycle.
Yeah. Yeah. Most of the time, dude.
Yeah.
I would say I can come anywhere from 1 to 4 minutes.
Dude, I've come in less.
Wow.
Uh-huh. I can go.
Yeah, I can. It can be quick.
What'd y'all do for Thanksgiving? What'd you do?
Kendra went and met her dad in Philly. And
I saw that.
But I decided to just stay home. And I stayed home. And I smoke weed. I watched this show called Tell Me Your Secrets with Lily Rabe. It was really good. Psychological thriller type thing. And
I smoke weed, watch a psychological thriller.
gobble gobble. I really wanted Thanksgiving food, and so I was looking it up, and not a lot of places were open. And Dallas Barbecue, it's like this kind of like an Applebee's chain, they had Thanksgiving platters, buy one get one free. So I got one of those, and it was pretty good.
Okay.
I don't think it's worth the money I spent, but I was like, you know, I'm alone.
Just buy one, get one.
You know?
Yeah, you're alone. Yeah. Watching a psychological thriller.
Yeah.
Getting high.
Getting high, eating some turkey, stuffing, cornbread.
You know what we need to do before I get back to Texas?
Huh.
We need to do a Zoom hometown hero.
Okay. I mean, I'm like pretty much out of hometown hero.
Should we figure out how to do a live recording while we're on Instagram Live?
I think your lives do record.
Right, but we need professional audio.
Yeah, we need some professional. We need some professional help here, guys.
We need some professional help. Well, I'm thinking like what kind of silly stuff we can do before I get back to Texas, because I'm going to be in Texas for that month of December.
The whole month?
I think I haven't booked my return ticket yet. I mean, when am I going to come back to LA? Mm. Industry shuts down until the Monday after New Year's anyways.
That's true. I mean, my family wanted me to come home for the whole month, but I was like,
it's hard. I mean, I'm unemployed, and I'm going there for comedy anyways.
Yeah.
So I would lose money if I flew back to LA and then Texas. So
Yeah, yeah.
I'm working on Dyke Stitch. That's my. Okay, go ahead.
So I wanted us to read our Pete Buttigieg text.
Oh, okay.
Y'all, this is. I don't even remember how it started.
Well, we were talking about getting some celebrity guests.
Yeah, we need some.
We need some more celebrity guests. We need some more guests, I think. Okay. Yeah, here so it is.
You read your lines and I'll read my lines. Start with, what if we got Pete Buttigieg?
Okay. But it's also spelled wrong. I'd like to read how I spelled Buttigieg.
Okay.
What if we got Pete Buttigieg? Buttigiege. Is that right or is that wrong?
I have no idea, but I have no idea who you meant.
And I do not care. What if we got Pete Buttigieg? Ha 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 ha.
Ha 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 ha.
What's it like being gay in the White House? Do you bait in the White House? I'd bait everywhere. Democracy Now.
I'm dying.
Hey, Pete, these are the questions we would ask Pete Buttigieg on our podcast. Hey, Pete, do you ever get a little bit of cum on your pants at work and say it's toothpaste? Just a little dabble right by the zipper.
Okay. Hey, Pete, do you use hair gel or did you...
It's so funny. This is us interviewing Pete Buttigieg.
This is me interviewing Pete Buttigieg. Hey, Pete, do you use hair gel or does your gay husband come straight on your head?
Pete, do you trib? And so Allie texted me, hey, Pete, do you use hair gel or does your gay husband come straight on your head? And I was on the plane cackling and my seatmates were looking over at me. And also, like, my seatmates were like, it was like an older woman and her child and she was actively reading because I didn't bring my laptop. I was just like writing in a notebook. She's like, oh, I love that you write. And so I knew that she was like reading whatever we were texting. So as soon as I started laughing, I knew she saw it. Hey,
I think Pete, we should do a few more celebrities and come up with some questions.
Hey, Pete, do you go by Peter when you're getting fucked? Okay. Now, let's think about some celebrities and where they work.
Of learning new languages with Babbel. And if you want to learn a new language this year, I guarantee it'll be one of your favorite sounds, too. It's Babbel time.
Y'all know I have learning disabilities. I'm dyslexic and have ADHD, and I love that with Babbel, you can go at your own pace, and each convenient course is only 10 minutes. 10 minutes a day, y'all. That's all it takes to learn a new language.
And with Babbel, you can learn everything you need, like how to have real-world conversations, from vocabulary words to basic phrases to culture. Like, y'all could hang with Babbel.
Plus, what I really like is that Babbel has speech recognition technology that I think some of our more southern listeners will love because it helps you improve your pronunciation and accent. Everybody knows my accent's thicker than a 9 1/4 hot dog on a summer night, and Babbel actually understands me, y'all.
One thing I really love about Babbel is the content I'm learning is personalized. I get real-time feedback, tracking, and visualizations that help me stay focused and motivated. That's why 15 hours with Babbel is equal to one university semester. Y'all, that's the most university I've done.
Y'all, it is 2024, and it's time to be the best you with Babbel, the science-backed language learning app that actually works.
So here's a special limited time deal for our listeners. Right now, you can get up to 60% off your Babbel subscription, but only for our listeners at babbel.com/y'all gay.
Get up to 60% off at babbel.com/y'all gay, spelled BABBEL.com/y'all gay.
Rules and restrictions may apply.
This is the smell of a warm 3-day-old egg salad sandwich in a Wimpy trash bag.
Wimpy, Wimpy, Wimpy!
Blech! And this is the smell of that same sandwich in a Hefty Ultra Strong trash bag with new Fabuloso lemon scent.
Hefty, Hefty, Hefty!
Smell the difference? When life gives you stinky, get Hefty Ultra Strong with new Fabuloso lemon scent. It smells like clean, freshly picked lemons. So no matter what's inside your trash, you can stop the stink and smell the lemon.
Hmm.
What other celebrities?
Janelle from Sister Wives.
Oh my God, Janelle.
Right, we got some questions for Janelle.
Okay, for me, it goes Janelle. Oh my God, I think Janelle is so sexy. It's Janelle, Christine, Mary, and Robin, I guess.
Yeah, that's how I would do it as well.
But it's Janelle, Christine, Mary, Mary's friend. Are you caught up?
Yeah.
Because Mary
not
moved.
Fully caught up. I got like one episode I haven't watched.
Oh, well, maybe. I don't know if I'll watch the season finale or if they're even putting them out anymore. But Mary moved away to live at her mother's house, the B&B, and her best friend is always helping her. And it's clear that her best friend and her are like,
Mary's gay, man. Mary's
gay. Dude, Mary's gay. And they're like, oh, my best friend's husband. Ha ha ha. He's so nice. I'm like, Mary, dude.
That could be our first question, Janelle. When do you think Mary's going to realize she's gay?
And she'll be like, you know, the way she talks.
Yeah.
Janelle. Well, here's what I'm worried about. Because there's queer kids. They got queer kids.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, what if they don't like Mary? I was like, do y'all not like Mary because she's gay or annoying?
Yeah. A little desperate as well.
Mary?
Yeah.
I'm like in the relationship, but Cody too.
Mm-hmm.
Cody too.
He's the worst.
Janelle, when you wake up with Cody, are his ringlets gelled? Or does he gel his hair wet and let them dry?
Or does he insist because you are a woman, you gel them for him while he rests?
Janelle, when you're watching Cody get dressed, how much do you hate him? Well, you know, he doesn't even sleep there anymore, and he's like being a little bitch about it.
He's like,
there's nowhere for me to sleep. I mean, blah, 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 blah. I'm like, Cody, my dude, why are you fronting?
Janelle, we need to start saying that more.
Janelle. Now, is this your natural scent or is that the fragrance of an angel?
Oh.
Yeah. Hey, Janelle, I heard you're getting separated from your sister wife husband. Are you looking for a they to fill the void?
Ooh.
Ooh. Are y'all ready to meet your new they father? Yeah, I would.
You take care of them kids.
I would take care of them kids, those adult kids.
All 97
kids.
Of them.
I would, man. I call them my little Dalmatian pack.
Oh, that's nice.
But Janelle and I got plans. We're going to that one Mexican restaurant. And they always go to that same restaurant next to Coyote's Pass.
They do.
They always order fajitas.
I mean, good choice, Janelle. I love it.
What's your next question for Janelle?
My next question for Janelle is,
does Robin curl her hair like that purposefully? And does she think it looks good? Robin has like ringlets. It's like she took over metamorphed Cody's hair.
That's true.
You know how lesbians start to look alike?
Mm-hmm.
She's taking on Cody's curls. Taking on Cody's curls. I'm sitting here. And she's always, hang on, let me get this. She's always there crying about how she wanted a life with sister wives.
Oh my God. She wanted some sister wives so bad.
Janelle, now did you know that she was going to be trouble when Cody met her, or were you relieved that Cody will no longer be paying you as much attention?
Yeah. Janelle, do you think the thing Cody misses most about you now that y'all are separated are them big old titties?
Janelle, if I bought you some lacy lingerie, would you wake me up wearing it? So creepy.
Okay, now let's ask Timothy Chalamet a few questions.
Timothy Chalamet?
We don't have to do Timothée Chalamet. We can do somebody else.
Timothée Chalamet, what's it like having the personality of a loaf of bread and people think you have more personality? Timothée Chalamet, what's it like to queer bait?
Right. And sorry, y'all, Harry Styles. I know people love Harry Styles.
Oh, Harry Styles, queer bait.
Big queer bait.
Big queer bait. And that one guy from Vanderpump Rules that wears...
James?
Is that the one that cheated? But he, I saw a reunion.
The British one?
No, the other one. But does he do it? When straight men wear kilts and want to get praised for it.
That's the worst one. That's Sandoval.
Okay, so when Sandoval.
Tom Sandoval.
Yeah, so I saw him wearing a kilt. And straight men who wear kilts, and besides like the Scottish, you know, guys that are like, this is what we wear. Straight men who wear kilts for fashion and think they're being brave, cool, and alt. I'm like, get out of my fucking face.
No, get out of my face.
No. And also, like, it's so queer baiting. It's also like a queer appropriation.
Yeah.
I don't know. I just can't. I don't know. Harry Styles really put me over the edge.
And look, I'm going to say something controversial.
Say it.
I don't get what the big deal is about Harry Styles. I don't necessarily find his voice to be that amazing.
I could listen to it at an airport. I'd be like, oh, this is the airport, man. Yeah. This is the airport. So there was a guy when I was leaving Portland playing acoustic guitar. You know,
lovely.
How they do. And he was covered Neil Young's Harvest Moon, which is such a beautiful song. I want to see you dance again. It's about like still being in love after so many years. Mm-hmm. But he sang it like, and I want to see you dance again. It was so flat. There was no emotion. And I was like, I might kill you. I don't know, listeners. I'm talking. I know that I'm tired because I'm talking a lot.
Well, that's good. It's a podcast, so.
I mean, I'm talking a lot. But I don't make any sense. That's and this is what I'm talking about with Improv 101. I couldn't think of any good questions to ask Janelle.
Oh, I thought you had great questions for Janelle.
Thank you. What's your question for Timothée Chalamet? Listeners, let us know if y'all have any questions for Timothée Chalamet.
Yeah, let us know because we're definitely going to end up, you know, talking to him, of course.
I would love to talk to a celebrity's cousin.
Yes.
One time Jessica Simpson, this was like 2004, maybe 2003. Jessica Simpson had family in Temple, Texas. And she went to the movie theaters inside of the Temple Mall. And it was front page news that Simpson saw a movie at the Temple movie theater. And there was her photo, paparazzi style.
Makes sense.
Full news coverage.
I'll be honest. I read her whole book, loved it. Now talk about somebody.
I didn't know she had a book. What's it about?
She had a book. I heard life about Jessica Simpson's life and being an alcoholic. And
I didn't know that.
Yeah, she's an alcoholic.
I didn't know that.
But man, now talk about, she is sexy now.
Jessica Simpson? Yeah.
But look at the bod, man. Look at them. The badonks.
Look at the bod, man.
Look at the bow.
Look at the bod, man. What would you ask a celebrity's cousin?
Well, it just depends on the celebrity, you know? Like.
Oh, she's reaching 6 years of sobriety.
It's great for Jessica Simpson. Also, Jessica Simpson sings great.
Jessica Simpson, great voice. I would love, if anybody knows Kelly Clarkson. I would love to interview Kelly Clarkson.
My ex and I, when we first got together, would get really wasted and make out to Jessica Simpson.
I could see it. I could see that choice and I understand that choice.
Yeah. So like sensual, man.
Do you think a celebrity cousin ruins the holidays or enhances the holidays? I think it could be a little bit of both.
I think it could be both.
If it's a cool cousin and they're giving everybody cool gifts and celebrating with everyone, great. Mm-hmm. But if they're being like a little shit and making it about them and not being respectful, I hope you get canceled.
I feel like I would like the cousin that puts like the funniest gift in like the white elephant.
Oh, I love that.
Yeah, my family. No, I've told you about my family playing that game before. Mm-hmm. My Uncle Danny one time just put a mason jar in it and then just wrote farts in a jar. But like my Uncle Danny's one of those people that I'm like, no, if you open that, he definitely did fart in that jar.
Oh. Yeah. 100%.
Moonshine. Uncle Danny would always put moonshine in there. And then my Uncle Danny, we could never take a bath at his house in the big bathtub because he was always making moonshine in the big bathtub. But
what's the difference? What is moonshine?
I mean, homemade liquor, but it's like a lot stronger. Like,
is he fermenting the alcohol or what?
I mean, I don't know exactly how he did it, but he made his own moonshine.
Wow. Does he?
And then he would light it on fire to show you just how potent it was.
Hey, this is going in your body.
Hey.
And if, hey, see this? See how potent this is? Think about what it's doing to your insides. Yeah, your kidneys are going to have a rough one with this. Liver too, man.
My oldest brother one time brought a broken vacuum. That was real irritating for whoever opened it. And he was like, now it's your turn to decide where to dispose of it.
I would have been pissed.
He did a really funny one, though.
I mean, that's funny, but it, you know.
Cleaned out his office. And the deal was we've changed the rules now where you have to bring something that is, it can be a regift, but it has to be like unopened, never used item.
I feel like as the years have progressed in your family, the rules. Okay, well we said homemade, but now no bodily fluids. Yeah, and the homemades.
I mean, my mom put that used vibrator in there once.
I know she did.
What was I thinking? Oh, but my brother put in an old, like a router that had never been opened.
That's a great gift.
And old. And a big box of floppy disk that had never been opened. He's like, it's never been opened, dog. It's never been opened.
Never been opened. Where'd he get that?
He just cleaned his office out. And he's like, my brother's 16 years older than me. He's been in this office for a long time doing real estate. But my cousin's son got
real estate on a floppy disk.
I suppose at one point in time.
I guess that makes sense. Mm-hmm. I'm watching there's a big noise. I looked over and my new rich neighbors are, I'm so envious. Moving in.
Mm. Good for them.
Good for you and your $2 million house.
For real.
$2 million. What do you want for Christmas this year?
Success.
Dude, success.
That's what I want.
I'm going to look in this camera. I'm going to look at you. I want success for both of us. I want financial freedom and stability and abundance. And I want us to be recognized globally for our talents. And I want us to be respected for those and we're given what we are worth. And I want success. I want success from that. I want success this new year. Amen. We need. Should we end this on a pray for Clay? To Clay for success?
Sure, yeah.
Sorry, we don't have to. I'm just on one. I'm heated. Y'all get me praying and I'm heated.
I mean, yeah, start. Go ahead. I mean, if you feel it in your soul, you go ahead and pray. Mm-hmm.
Because I feel like maybe I could be a Pentecostal leader.
Maybe you could. Go for it.
Well, I feel like I interrupted you, Allie. I didn't mean to.
I don't even remember what I was talking about. Now I'm ready
Success,
to pray.
What you wanted?
Oh, well, we can talk about it to Clay.
Okay. Listeners, this goes for all of y'all too. And you can swap in your own deity or God for the word of Clay. But for Allie and I, we pray to Clay Aiken.
Clay Aiken.
If anybody has any connections to Clay Aiken or Reuben Studdard, we would be greatly inclined.
The Velvet Teddy Bear, let us know.
They got a new album out and we haven't listened to it yet, but I can't wait to remember to listen to it. Clay Aiken. Oh, wow, Clay Aiken, we are so excited and grateful to be here. We love you and we love each other. 2024 is just right around the bend, and as exciting as it is to start the new year, there's always an abundance of new things to really strive for and achieve. And mm-hmm. this year, Allie and I are so focused, Clay Aiken. We cannot wait to be successful. Successful in our comedy career, successful in our
We cannot wait. Clay Aiken, we cannot wait to be successful. Okay? Clay Aiken, in all areas of our life.
Clay Aiken, I come to you asking you, excited about this, praising you, calling it in. Let us be successful at least at one thing. Clay Aiken. Clay Aiken, please. Let us be successful in comedy writing. Please.
Clay Aiken, please.
Clay Aiken, please.
Clay Aiken, we are in our late 30s and we think it's about time that we became successful.
Clay fucking Aiken, please. We see how you have blessed all of these young people on social media. Mm-hmm. How many millions of followers they have. We want that too.
We want that.
We want that, Clay Aiken, please.
Please.
Please bless the algorithm so that we can be successful, Clay Aiken.
Yes.
God, yeah, we are in our late 30s now, Clay. Gray hair.
I ain't got no gray hair.
I have gray hair. And you know, Clay, I don't mean to pull this card, Clay Aiken, but until you make me successful, I'm just not going to shave my peeps. And that's on you, Clay Aiken.
That's on you, Clay Aiken.
That's on you, Clay Aiken. Clay Aiken, if you want something to change, well, you got to change some things for me and my friend Allie.
Mm-hmm.
One thing in our life,
I would
need
like
to
say, Clay Aiken, until you're able to answer this prayer for me, I will not be plucking any of my black nipple hairs.
And Clay Aiken, the more I start to think about it, the more you don't help us get successful in one thing, one aspect, Clay Aiken.
We
have been your loyal supporters, grateful for you, followers. We're preaching.
I mean, honestly, me, Clay, I've been your follower, your supporter since day one as a fellow North Carolinian, as you were on American Idol.
Mm-hmm. Me too, Clay Aiken. And I loved your highlights.
Yeah, I thought your highlights were great. Now, Clay, I will talk to you about this. I think I prefer, you know, your natural color hair. You know, you're more of a brunette. I've seen it, you know, like the blonde color where you look like the real gay shady, and no, not my favorite. And I like, am okay with when you have dyed your hair white, but I think that's really just more of a Christmas time thing.
Clay, I agree with what my best friend Allie is saying. And it's a hard thing to hear right now, isn't it, Clay Aiken? Well, guess what? We're bringing it to you. We're bringing it to you because we love you and we care about you. And Allie delivered it quite nicely. But I'm going to let you know right now, it ain't the look, Clay.
Sorry, Clay, we're not laughing at you. We're laughing with you.
But I'll tell you what, if you don't give us one aspect, and really because we are triple threats, one aspect is the whole aspect, we're going to be real. And we're going to be real. We're going to be real.
We're going to be real, Clay Aiken.
And we're still going to support you and love you. And we still come to you with gratitude.
With gratitude, with love.
But at this point, we're fed up. You need to speed up your timeline.
We've been asking, you know, maybe it's something I need to do on my end, Clay. Maybe, you know.
Maybe we need to hook up with those Jehovah Witnesses because they're coming around. Where are you at, Clay?
All I got to do is scan this thing and I can get them to come back over at any point in time.
What if you scan that card, invite them to come over, and talk to them about Clay Aiken?
I have my own pamphlet and I was like, it's great you've come over today. I also wanted to talk to you about my savior.
And it's a QR code to your link tree.
No, it's a QR code to tickets to see Ruben and Clay's Christmas concert. which honestly I would love to go to.
Same.
Love you so much, Clay Aiken. Thank you for all that you've done for us, all that you will continue to do.
Mm-hmm.
It is in your name we pray.
Amen. That was a great prayer. I'm proud of us because we were assertive.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. We let him know what we needed.
And we were clear about it.
End on one funny story I just thought about.
Okay.
So, Chicago, height of my drinking. I had recently come out as bisexual and had just started talking about it on stage. I'm not bisexual. I'm a lesbian, but that's what I thought at the time. And my guy friends all took me to a strip club. I had never been to a strip club without my dad. So,
okay.
So it was a new experience.
We don't have time to unpack that, huh? Full nude with your dad or what?
Yeah, man.
For real? Why?
Not coochie.
But you know? Why? Why were you there?
With my dad?
Yeah.
I mean, I guess we like the same things. I don't know.
He's like, come on.
But this night I was out with my friends. And do you remember those business cards we used to have made with like our headshot on them?
Yes, I remember.
And mine said...
I found a whole bag of them. Okay, what'd yours say?
Mine said, actor, improviser, comedian or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
But just the fact that it had improviser on it makes me laugh really hard. But so my card said that, and they got me a lap dance, and this girl was giving me a lap dance. And I mean, I was just falling in love. And I'm talking to this girl, and I was like, and I asked her on a date. As she was giving me a lap dance.
Perfect.
Would you like to go on a date with me? And she said, actually, I'm really very busy, you know, between work and, you know, my kid. And I said, I love children.
I love this. I love this.
And then I said, well, if you change your mind, here's my card. And I handed her a business card with my face on it that said actor, improviser, comedian.
Damn. Did she call? You're like, well, oh, yeah, baby, check this out.
Not yet.
She will.
She might.
Her kid's 18. You don't even have to worry about it anymore.
She's got more time.
She's got more time. Dude, friend, I love you.
I love you too, friend.
Listeners, we appreciate y'all. I love you, friends.
Thanks for listening. Gay, y'all.
Hey, y'all. Hey, y'all. The tea is crystal clear, y'all. Y'all say y'all gay, it's Allie and Ever here, y'all. We got a lot to talk about, so let us ask you now, y'all gay.
With the Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.